The UN's special envoy for Afghanistan, Lakhdar Brahimi, continues his talks in Islamabad, Pakistan's capital, on the formation of a broad-based government that would replace the Taliban. Brahimi has turned down a request by the Taliban's ambassador for a meeting, citing a lack of time. In Islamabad, questions are being raised about the detention of two Pakistani nuclear scientists who have ties to Afghanistan. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Details of the two men's detention are few, but this much is known. Bashiruddin Mahmood and Chaudhry Majid have been in custody for more than a week. Major General Rashid Qureshi, spokesman for Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf, says the men are being questioned and are not under arrest. The general also denies reports that Mahmood has been handed over to the Americans to probe his possible links to the Taliban and Osama bin Laden.
Sultan Bashiruddin is a retired government servant, was involved in running an NGO, and in the process of running that NGO, he had gone to Afghanistan a number of times. There were certain questions that needed to be asked. Those have been asked. It's absolutely incorrect and a false report that he has been handed over to the U.S. authorities or to anyone else.
And also incorrect, Qureshi says, are reports that the two men are involved in Pakistan's nuclear weapons program.
I want to clarify here that neither of them had anything to do with the weapons program. So therefore, that fear that they were weapons related is not correct at all.
Maybe not now, but just a few years ago, says physicist and anti-nuclear activist Pervez Hoodboy, Bashiruddin Mahmood was very much involved in Pakistan's nuclear weapons program until his resignation in 1998 after running into political trouble for urging Pakistan not to sign the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty.
Until the CTBT issue came to the fore, Bashiruddin Mahmood was the head of the Khushab reactor, and the Khushab reactor has one single purpose, which is that of producing weapons-grade plutonium.
After his resignation, Mahmood, as General Qureshi suggested, became active in running a non-governmental organization involved, his son says, in providing food and medicine to the people of Afghanistan. Physicist Pervez Hoodboy says Mahmood also publicly sympathized with the Taliban.
He's known to be very, very religious, and in recent months, he has been touring colleges and universities in Pakistan, arguing and pleading for the Taliban case. And at the same time, he has very deep links and connections with those in the nuclear business within Pakistan.
Less is known about the activities of the second man detained, Chaudhry Majid. But the worries here and in Washington are that some in Pakistan's nuclear weapons program, sympathetic to the Taliban and Osama bin Laden, may help them by passing information or even nuclear materials across the border. Pakistani officials insist the safeguards in place are more than enough to keep this from happening, and the detention of the two scientists appears to be proof that the Pakistani government is taking this threat seriously. So is the U.S. In an article in this week's New Yorker on the risks to Pakistan's nuclear arsenal, Seymour Hersh writes that a U.S. intelligence official was alarmed at the detention of the two men, which the official described as the tip of a very serious iceberg. Pakistani physicist Pervez Hoodboy.
There is a lot of resentment against the United States, and this is going to grow as the bombing of Afghanistan continues. What this will cause individuals within that establishment to do, I think, is a matter of speculation. But yes, I do believe that there are serious dangers here.
Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.